I'm Dan Cassidy, and this is UBS's Top of the Morning. As we embark on a new year and in turn a new decade, we consider trends around energy consumption globally and the implications of an anticipated energy transition. My guests today will speak to a new long-term investment theme around the energy transition and opportunities that exist for your portfolio. My guests today are Head of Thematic Research Americas, Laura Kane, Energy Analyst Americas, Nikki Decker, and MLP and Utilities Analyst Americas, Jay Dobson, all from the UBS Chief Investment Office. So Laura, Nikki, Jay, welcome to you all, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And congratulations again on the launch of the theme. I know this was a global collaboration, but Laura, let me begin by asking you perhaps to provide us with some background, maybe some thoughts around the motivation for this report through our UBS Longer Term Investment Platform.
Sure, Dan. So this is the latest in our series of longer-term investment or LTI themes. As a refresher for those who've been following our work, these themes focus on long-term investment opportunities derived from secular trends. So things like demographic changes, technological advance, changes in resource availability. And a lot of times, these themes center around solving global challenges. So the challenge that we're focused on in this new report is satisfying global energy demand in the face of the trends of a growing population and also an urbanizing population, especially in emerging markets. Now, we have discussed the energy challenge in a previous LTI report focused on renewables, but in this report, we're discussing the implications for the broader energy complex. More specifically, we believe that a diverse energy base will be needed to meet future energy demand, and we see attractive long-term investment opportunities across the energy value chain. Now, I would also add that this new longer-term theme comes at a very opportune time as we stand at the brink of a new year and new decade. Our UBS Investor Watch survey that we just put out recently indicates that long-term trends such as energy resource scarcity are top of mind for investors as we enter 2020. According to that same survey, 88% of investors said that they are interested in aligning their portfolios with anticipated megatrends, and diminishing natural resources ranked among the top five trends that investors expect to impact the next decade. So with that, I'm going to pass it to Nikki and Jay to provide a deeper look at the thesis behind our energy transition LTI, and they'll discuss how this energy transition will unfold over the next decade and where they see investment opportunities related to it.
Okay, Laura, appreciate the context there for our listeners. And to your point, yeah, let's dive a bit deeper into this energy transition story. So Nikki, maybe you can begin by providing our listeners with an overview of how you see this energy transition evolving.
Clearly, Dan, there's an energy transition on the way. We're starting to hear more and more about it. The trends are becoming very well established. Momentum is strong. Most notably, supplies of wind and solar power have been rising at a rapid pace. Demand growth is expected to be strong well into the future. This has given way to new applications such as electric vehicles. And, I think that not only is there a lot of popular support for renewable fuels as a solution to global warming, and hence the popularity of electric vehicles, but also governments are adopting policies with aggressive CO2 reduction goals. So there are financial incentives globally for both producers and consumers to develop and to adapt to renewable, cleaner fuels. While historically the cost of these resources were sort of a big impediment to widespread use, we've seen technical advances that have now made these resources more competitive economically, and hence the large pickup in momentum. But with this, Dan, we could easily imagine that fossil fuels are going to be phased out in the near future. And so the timing of this transition is one of sort of the central questions around our research on this energy transition transformation topic.
Maybe expanding on timing a bit, I have heard it said by some that rapid transformation is ambitious, if you will. What exactly is our view here at UBS, Jay? Is that feasible?
The short answer is no, not in a 5 to 10 year period, or probably even something shortly longer than that. Now, let me be clear on this important question. It's not to say that our energy supply will not change. It will, and quite frankly, is already changing to include more renewables, more energy efficiency, and cleaner fossil fuels. But some near-term shift that entirely eliminates fossil fuels is very challenging to achieve, in our opinion. Now, keep in mind that global energy demand continues to grow, particularly in the developing world. As Laura pointed out, growth in the global energy demand is driven by population growth, urbanization, and the ongoing electrification of parts of the global economy. We need to meet this growing energy demand in order to drive the transition to a cleaner energy supply suite and economy. As we think of the future of energy supply, two primary challenges are immediately evident. These are simply size and cost. First, on size, the size of the global energy market is extraordinary. Average annual sales of fossil fuels are approximately $4.5 trillion. The global infrastructure to deliver this energy has been aggressively developed over the last 60 to 70 years, and some might argue longer than that. The sheer size and scale suggests that any rapid transition away from fossil fuels will be, politely put, complex. Second is cost. Just to meet annual energy demand alone, the International Energy Agency expects we need to spend $2 trillion annually. A lot of this demand will be supplied with renewable energy and cleaner fossil fuels like natural gas. However, the $2 trillion annual expenditure number only meets global energy demand growth. Replacement of existing energy resources would be an incremental expense. And this replacement is occurring, primarily in the developed world, given the declining cost of renewable energy resources. However, it's very challenging to see a rapid and complete replacement of fossil fuels as the global energy supply source, given the scale and cost of global energy supply and the associated infrastructure.
So this is a big ship to turn. It's not going to happen tomorrow. It will indeed take some time.
Exactly right, Dan.
And Nikki, I know you commented on fighting climate change, and now we know that burning coal emits more CO2 than other fuel sources. I know here in the U.S., specifically in the western U.S., a couple of weeks ago, one of the largest coal-fired power plants closed for good. So what is the future of coal?
Yeah. So, you know, first of all, just one add-on to what Jay said, and it'll sort of fit into the context of your question as well. Bear in mind, wind and solar cannot be directly substituted for all the fossil fuel resources. I'm thinking about oil in particular. Oil's not generally used for power generation. Wind and solar are. So we sort of have to keep that in our minds. Of course, electric vehicles are an obvious indirect application of wind and solar. And that would be a substitute for oil. But in many regions, the electricity you would use to recharge your electric vehicle is going to depend on, you know, sort of the regional power generation. So it really needs to happen if we're going to phase out coal, which is predominantly used to generate electricity. Today, demand growth for renewables is going to outpace fossil fuel demand growth. But, predominantly today's electricity generation is coal and natural gas, the renewable fuels sector will take market share just because the demand will grow so quickly. And it'll take it primarily from coal, as coal plants, as you pointed out, will be retired and they will be replaced with facilities that burn cleaner fuels. So of all the fossil fuels, coal will grow at the slowest pace.
Okay, so this story clearly has a lot of complexities to it and a very long duration attached. So the conversation will not end today. We'll look forward to having some more follow-up conversations on this story in the years to come. But in the near term, perhaps we can wrap up with a little bit more color on the investment thesis around energy transition, the theme. How should investors be positioned? What should they be thinking about?
Let me start. I mean, Dan, as we talk about in the report and we've talked about for, God, probably 2 years, you know, an all of the above strategy is absolutely critical. So there's going to be exciting technologies like renewables I'll talk about in a second. But any investment portfolio is going to have to stay focused on that all of the above, which is both these exciting new technologies and sort of the backbone, if you will, you know, fossil fuels, you know, understanding the transition that Nikki just talked about away from coal and towards some of these other cleaner technologies, and potentially towards, you know, technologies that help clean fossil fuels. But clearly, renewable energy is a very exciting area currently. You know, wind and solar technology continues to advance and costs continue to decline. I think as importantly, and we haven't talked much about this yet, you know, battery technology continues to advance. And it's important to understand that solar and wind technologies are coincident, so available only when the sun shines and the wind blows. You know, if we see battery technology continue to improve rapidly, and battery costs continue to decline, this should be a very beneficial development for renewable power installations. In fact, here in the U.S., we are already seeing some utility-scale solar installations being developed to include batteries, so stored power can be supplied to the grid even after the sun stops shining in the evening. You know, renewables are an exciting area of focus for investors. I would just end where I began. You know, we're going to need an all-of-the-above approach to investment thesis when we're looking at energy over the next several years. I turn this on its head when I get asked by investors many times when they say, you know, what about wind and solar? And I often just simply reply, thank goodness we have that, because were it not for, I'm not sure fossil fuels could meet the energy demand we expect over the next 20 years.
I'll add there also, Dan, you know, as Jay mentioned, renewables and energy efficiency are some of the most exciting areas that we see across the energy complex. And in fact, we've written about them in previous LTI reports as well. So in this new report, we're really kind of putting all the pieces together. And then as far as the fossil fuels companies, one thing that we've done with this LTI report is really try to differentiate within the fossil fuels area and focus on those oil and gas companies that we feel are more forward-looking. And we did incorporate some sustainable investing or ESG information in narrowing down our focus on companies that we feel are best positioned to participate in the energy future and that are trying to incorporate, you know, cleaner practices, trying to reduce emissions, making investments in renewable technologies. So that is something that was important to us as we decided which companies in particular to focus on. We also looked at some fundamental characteristics like above average growth and companies that had, you know, reasonable leverage. So just wanted to make the point that, you know, while we did focus in on some particular sectors at the company level, we also did some screening to make sure that we were focusing on the right areas.
Yeah, and let me just wrap it up. I would add that this outlook, as you pointed out, Dan, will continue to evolve. So we will remain proactive. And bear in mind there are so many factors that could and will alter the pace of the energy transition. Getting back to Laura's comments up front, you know, urbanization trends are a key driver of this theme, and they're forecast to play a big role in future energy demand. So to the extent that these urbanization trends deviate from our base case. That's going to matter one way or the other. We also have, you know, I mentioned the political support, the legislative support. There will also be a big factor because our base case relies on that continuing and even excelling into the future. Because we will need to see government support to help fund the cost of developing new energy supplies and the associated infrastructure, particularly in the less developed economies. And new technologies will most certainly come. And so obsolescence of current technologies could be a factor for companies with specialized products based on today's technology. So again, we'll have to stay on top of it. It's very exciting, but to our delight, Dan, we'll keep the dialogue going as, you know, we'll continue to seek out the best investment opportunities for long-term energy investors.
Clearly, the energy transition carries with it wide-ranging implications to both energy producers and consumers, not to mention the economic impact, which may be felt on a global scale. But as I mentioned prior, much more to come with this story. But Nikki, Laura, Jay, thank you for joining us up here in the studio this morning, keeping our listeners informed and bringing them up to speed on this exciting new long-term investment theme from the UBS Chief Investment Office. And we'll look forward to picking back up with our conversation on this topic.
Likewise, Dan. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.
So there are many publications available now up on UBS Online Services. That, of course, does include the long-term investment theme, Energy Transition, the launch piece we were discussing during this morning's conversation. For clients of UBS, you can contact your financial advisor if you would like to receive a copy of the publication directly. Top of the morning, we'll be back again for you tomorrow morning. Have a great day, everyone.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.